Washington State Republican Party Chair Jim Walsh joining me here. He is the smooth legislator. And, oh, there we go. Now we've got his theme music going. But
because I'm a smooth legislator.
You've been zigzagging to different places across the state of Washington with the initiative to require proof of citizenship to vote in Washington. It's in the signature gathering phase. Well-known conservative social media personality Scott Pressler has been out here to try and help raise awareness and raise support for the signature gathering portion of this initiative. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with this continuing drive to get signatures to get this on the ballot.
Yeah, it's been a process. We had the initiative out for a few months now, about 6 months, and we got to a fast start through the county fair season in the summer, and then when the election happened, people's attention got pulled a little bit over to the election, and that's understandable. So we're turning our attention back to getting signatures on this initiative, and there are two others. There are three initiatives in total out right now in Washington getting signatures. This one, the one we're talking about, the one Scott Pressler's come out to talk about and draw attention to the most, is the one that will require proof of citizenship, voter ID, when you register to vote in Washington. And then the two others are both good, and we're promoting all of them, really. One restores the parts of the Parents' Bill of Rights that Ferguson and the other progressives in Olympia gutted with a piece of legislation early this year. And then the third one is one that really has been kind of the flashpoint of the group. That's the one that protects girls' sports, says boys can't play in girls' sports. And that one has stirred up a bunch of controversy, as Phil, I know you've talked about, and people are aware of. So anyway, but Pressler is a guy from the East Coast. He's mostly known in the areas around like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia. He was very instrumental in turning Pennsylvania in favor of Donald Trump in the 2024 election.
Yeah, just and one
he's
year
just
ago.
Kind of a grassroots activist. In those states where they have more conventional voter registration, he leads voter registration drives. He gets people registered to vote. And in those states where he operates the most, you register by party. When you register to vote, you register as a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or a Green or whatever. And he gets people to register as Republicans. He's an activist for the Republicans. And, of course, out here in Washington, we do it a little differently. We don't register by party. But Pressler has been a supporter, and I've known him, and other people involved in politics out here have known him for a while. He really likes voter ID in states like Washington and states like Oregon and California, where the voter ID standards, the voter ID laws are very loose. We don't really check and confirm citizenship when people register to vote in Washington. So he's come out to help promote the initiative and get people to sign it and draw attention to it. And it's part of kind of a West Coast swing for him. He's mostly in Washington because our initiative is the farthest along and the closest to qualifying. But he's also going to make stops in Oregon and California to help those states, which are working on similar initiatives, try to get voter ID stronger when people register to vote.
Talking to Republican State Party Chair, State Representative from Grays Harbor County in Aberdeen, Jim Walsh here on The Morning Ride. And the initiative number won't be as significant, I think, until this gets to the ballot, but I'll throw it out here. It's going to be known as 126. So we have a new initiative numbering and naming system from the Secretary of State's office. So it goes IL-26, and that's the year 20. It would be on the ballot in 2026. So that's why you get the 26
part. It would
be
on the ballot in 26, correct.
So IL is initiative, I'm guessing, to the legislature, IL.
Correct.
There you go,
correct.
26. So we used to have the I-1000 or I-695 or I whatever the number was, but the Secretary of State's office has changed this around a little bit. So if you see this new nomenclature between the letters and the numbers, IL-26-126 is the one we're talking about. And since this has to do with proof of citizenship to vote, I have to ask you, is the magnification and all the extra attention on the status of illegal aliens and the Trump deportation policy and the Trump deportation efforts, is all of that attention that we're getting, I mean, almost every day in the news story or a newscast or a talk show, there's going to be some story that revolves around something going on with the deportation storyline, the deportation policy. Is the magnification of all of that generating more interest in people wanting to sign this initiative?
Well, I believe it is completely, yes. Of course, in our state, we have automatic voter registration, the motor voter law. So when a person applies to get a driver's license or a state ID card from the Washington Department of Licensing, they are automatically registered to vote unless they say no. You have to affirmatively say no in order to not be registered to vote. And in our state also, we allow illegal aliens who are here with no documentation, or here illegally, to get driver's licenses. So when you combine our law that allows illegal aliens to get a driver's license with our law that automatically registers to people to vote unless they say no when they apply for a driver's license, we have a very fraught situation there, a very dangerous situation where illegal aliens can be automatically registered to vote. And really, it's not even fair to them, because what you'll hear people on the political left say is, well, it's not a crime for them to be registered to vote. It's only a crime if they vote. Well, okay, technically that might be true. But if they vote, if an illegal alien votes, they've committed a federal crime. And it's sort of exploitive, I think, to allow an illegal alien here to get in a situation where if they vote, they're committing a federal crime. Why are we even exposing those people to that risk? And you know, the political left talks about how they have a heart for immigrants. Well, I don't think you have a heart for immigrants if you're exposing them to federal jail and deportation for committing a crime because they may not even understand what they agreed to.
Yeah. Jim Walsh, I was just thinking of it in terms of if somebody in this hypothetical situation, somebody gets into the state illegally, manages to go and obtain the driver's license, and then by virtue of receiving the driver's license, because there's no proof of citizenship to get the driver's license, they end up on the voter roll. There's probably a fairly decent likelihood that this person is not interested in voting anyway. And again, this is just a hypothetical. But is there any mechanism in this state to go through and check the voter rolls to try and figure out who's not voting, to kind of see, okay, maybe this would be an example of somebody who's registered to vote, but we don't have any ballots cast by that individual, and connect those dots? Or is that even worth connecting?
Well, it's absolutely worth connecting. Okay. And current law says that the local election officials, are usually your county auditor. In King County, it's a separately elected elections administrator. Mm-hmm. But the local election officials, by state law, are supposed to be doing that kind of audit, that kind of updating of the database on what the law calls an ongoing basis. But there's no enforcement mechanism. If a local election official doesn't do that, there's no penalty. So we end up with a kind of mishmash of different counties kind of doing it or not doing it. And in all, we as a state don't do a very good job of that kind of audit and cleaning up of the voter databases. And that's part of what the voter ID initiative will help improve, because it will put a higher standard on that ongoing basis review of the voter databases, and it'll help clean them up because it puts a clearer charge on the local election officials to do the work of making sure people who are registering to vote have proof of citizenship, proof of ID. They are who they say they are.
Yeah, that's all accurate.
So it accomplishes that goal also, which I think will improve. Really, it's about trust, Phil. It'll improve people's trust in our election processes. You know, since we went to all mail-in voting in Washington, voter participation, voter turnout has consistently gotten lower and lower. We had a record, if you want to call it that, low voter participation in the election, the general election that just happened a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do something to get voter participation, voter turnout back up. And I think this will help. It'll rebuild people's trust and confidence in our system.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim, for coming on and telling us about how people can sign on to this initiative if they haven't done so far. You've basically got until the very beginning of January to get all these signatures
Correct.
Rounded up and submitted to the Secretary of State's office to see if this one would get qualified to be on the ballot this time, well, next year, next November in the 2026 midterm election. Washington State Republican.
It'll be a motivator, I think, to get people excited about voting if we can get it qualified in the election next November. But it's about rebuilding trust, Phil. We need to get people excited about voting. And right now, there are lots of people who are skeptical about it. We got to get them to believe.
Yep. Proof of citizenship to vote shouldn't be too difficult of a concept to underscore. Thank you very much, Washington State Republican Party Chair, State Representative Jim Walsh here on The Morning Ride.